You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Experimentation.
Curiosity.
The next idea.
Technology alone is not enough.
Did you go to work today, or did work come to you the moment you woke up and looked at your smartphone? Welcome to the changing world of work. Innovations and new expectations are redefining our personal and professional boundaries. Even our concept of time is changing. Work time, me time, real time, virtual time. The next idea's Jeff DeGraff has been thinking about how these concepts interact and about some of the consequences.
If you listen to the World Economic Forum, we're now in the fourth industrial revolution. The WEF calls this a fusion of technologies that is blurring the lines between the physical, digital, and biological spheres. Just as mass production launched an era of large-scale centralized organizations at the turn of the 20th century, the internet and smartphones in the 21st century are ushering in new forms of collaboration and conflict. Technologies are replacing the fundamental missions of organizations. They're moving from scale, creating something once and distributing it everywhere, to scope, creating an infinite variety of offerings. Everything from your made-to-order sneakers to the medications you take for your unique ailments are being mass-customized. That is, companies are using integrated technologies and supply chains, along with complex information from diverse sources, aka big data, to create a product or service just for you, just in time. Given that access to these types of data is easy and the price of technology used to process them is plummeting, we are now seeing diseconomies of scale. This means that being a large, resource-rich enterprise can actually be a liability. For example, you no longer need to rent an expensive studio or produce a CD to make a hit recording. You can do it on your phone and stream it on the net. Done. Trading scale for scope has altered our sense of boundaries in this new world, and these changes are often contradictory. For example, we can now communicate in real time across the world via the web, translational apps, and low-cost gadgets. This has enabled peer-to-peer social networking, where there's less need for large-scale institutions like corporations and universities to produce new knowledge or services. This not only democratizes the workplace, it changes where and how we work. But the softening of boundaries also makes it easier to segment and isolate small groups of people with radical views. This doesn't just happen at the fringes where extremists are enrolled and co-opted. Consider the rhetoric around the upcoming elections. What ends up happening is that we have increasingly less in common with the larger community because we have less contact with it. Both democracy and capitalism demand that we constructively engage the opposition. But how do we do that if we rarely encounter the people around us in a meaningful way? Before the new world of work, there was a boundary between our professional and personal lives. That boundary is gone. While we can choose to turn off our technology, there's no turning back from the new expectation that we are available anytime, anywhere. Whether we're rich or poor or somewhere in between, we have fewer choices regarding what needs to be done and when. Both the physician and the day laborer are always on call. The option of personal time and space is now largely reserved for the powerful, reclusive, and disenfranchised. A final aspect of the new world of work is how it fundamentally shifts the concept of time itself. The past and the future are now subsumed in the present, where everything is available now. The rhythms of reflection and deep thought run contrary to the speed of work. Some experts now suggest that our accelerated sense of time and timing is creating an epidemic of attention deficit and hyperactivity disorders. Making sense of the world requires more than just an infographic. It requires real time. Of course, there are many more aspects to the new world of work beyond technology, boundary busting, and time shifting. We can speculate about these because they're already here. But there is still much about the new world of work we can't know yet. All we can really do is to continue to make it up as we go along. Maybe the real revolution is making time to make sense of it all.
Jeff DeGraff is an expert on innovation at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan and our partner on The Next Idea.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.